we're talking about usages of Meiser. I want to point out there's a rule when it comes to the lacha of Meiser. Any responsibility the person has, the person already is chayv to do, a person has a chayv responsibility he has to do, he cannot use Meiser money for that purpose. So we're discussing what to use Meiser. A question somebody asked me, can they use Meiser to pay for tuition for their children? So the person, Rav Moshe Zatzal has a tshuva where Rav Moshe mentions that that since a person has there's a law in America that the child has to go to school, and the person has to therefore send them to school. He cannot send them to the situation of school which is not teaching them Torah. So that's going to be something which he must do. Is he cannot use Meiser money for that purpose. Because it's a darshah b'chayva. And anything which is a darshah b'chayva, a person cannot use Meiser money for that purpose. Some of others argue, let's say you want, there's different schools which are available, theoretically you can send the one, you can have an argument, but the concept is something which is a darshah b'chayva, that it's something which you must do, you cannot use Meiser money for that purpose. Similarly, we mentioned yesterday that if you undertake to do Meiser originally, you undertake it in a form of a Kabbalah, that you're a Bali Netter, that you're not being Mechayiv yourself to do the full Chiyuv of Meiser. So then the meaning is to allow you to use Meiser money for mitzvahs also, not just for tzedakah and for supporting Talmud Torah, but also for mitzvah purposes. But again, any mitzvah which a person is Mechayiv to do, he can't use Meiser money for that purpose. If a person wants to, and there's a lach, and even a step further, a person wants to buy his esrig, his dalad minim from Meiser money. So he can't do that. He has to buy an esrig. Let's say there's a law in Hilchos Mitzvah called Hider Mitzvah Atshlish, that a person can do a mitzvah in a certain level and it costs him X. He has a chiyuv to go beyond that and do it in a nicer fashion. If I can buy an esrig, the cheapest kosher esrig available, let's say for argument's sake, is $50. I have a chiyuv to spend up to a shlish, a third more, to get a nicer esrig. And that's also part of my chiyuv. So again, I cannot use Meiser money for the minimal amount, plus the level of heater which is on top of that. Let's say a person wants to buy a pair of tefillin, and you can get a nice kosher pair of tefillin for X amount of money, and he wants to do better than that, so there's a din of heter mitzvah. Anything beyond that, he can use Meiser money, according to our minhag, that we use Meiser money for mitzvahs, so that a person could use Meiser money for that purpose. But up to that point, the person cannot use Meiser money up to that point. So that's an important understanding to use. We discussed the idea of using Meiser money for different things. So there's a limit to what you can use it for. Now, I want to point out, since we were discussing stock until now, we sort of shifted to Meiser. We'll go back to stock tomorrow. A person has a chiyuv, we mentioned there's a chiyuv up to Meiser, up to Chaimish, for stock purposes. So here the person is using his Meiser money for other purposes, but he still has a chiyuv stock. So there's an onion which comes over there. I did my Meiser for the year. I set aside my $5,000 for the year, my Meiser money after all my deductions, etc. And I'm done with the year. Comes along an onion, says, well, that's very nice. I did Meiser already. That's not true. Because since there is a chiyuv of, or there's the meter baininess of giving stock is up to Meiser, that's independent of this. You still have a chiyuv of giving stock. Because regards to, you've used your money for other purposes, but there's still a chiyuv to get stock up to a point of Meiser. So the person would then have to spend some of this money to give to that and say shift some of that money which he spent for mitzvah for the purpose of stalker purposes. And we pointed out, according to the way the Chofetz Chaim passes in Avos Chesed, he passes like the Gra and the Rambam, that if you have a niyam which need it, and if a person has a chiyuv up to chaimish, he says it's preferred at least, the Shulchan Aruch says it's preferred, he says the Gra says it's a chiyuv up to chaimish, if you have an ani there which has a need. So the fact that using Meiser for other purposes means you come out of the year and you haven't spent it for an Iyim, I want to use it for something else. Are you allowed to, or you have to wait for an Iyim? But if you have an Ani here who needs it, you can't shift it to other purposes in that situation. Have a good morning.